This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Whitrock. You may not imagine finding young skaters, surfers, and snowboarders involved in the fight against hunger, but thanks to a growing Santa Cruz nonprofit, they are. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
In skateboarding, this is a grind when the skater runs the board along the lip of a ramp. Here at the new Grind Out Hunger headquarters in Santa Cruz, skaters grind to raise money for local food banks.
So, you know, the whole thing is donating to skate, right? So this is a complete nonprofit surf and skate shop.
That's Danny Keith. He's owned this surf and skate shop on 41st Avenue for 2 decades, but recently decided to close it and reopen it to support his growing nonprofit organization, Grind Out Hunger. Its mission is to take kids' interest in action sports like skateboarding, snowboarding, and surfing, and use that as a way to get them involved in the fight against childhood hunger and malnutrition.
Hopefully the goal is that it's not just people raising that $2 or paying that $2 a skate or $3 a skate, but that they become advocates for fighting hunger, and they become hunger fighters, and they become part of the Grind Out Hunger family.
At first blush, the Grind Out Hunger headquarters looks just like a cool surf and skate shop. There's graffiti-inspired art on the walls, surfboards, skateboard decks, and t-shirts for sale, and about 2,500 square feet of indoor skateboard ramps. But if you look closer, the merchandise features Grind Out Hunger's logo, the art on the skateboard deck is a skater tossing food into a collection barrel, and painted on the main skateboard ramp is the logo for the Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Cruz County, Grind Out Hunger's partner nonprofit.
We're really excited about our partnership with Grind Out Hunger.
Willie Elliott McCray is CEO of Second Harvest. He says ever since Grind Out Hunger started coordinating the food drives in area schools, donations have gone way up.
I think that we've seen the involvement of the students in the schools grow by 5 times. So it's been a 500% increase. And so, yes, we would have collected some, but, you know, it would have been 300,000. It wouldn't have been 1.5 million.
That's 1.5 million meals that Grind Out Hunger has brought to the food bank since Danny Keith founded the nonprofit nearly 10 years ago. 15-year-old Marissa Hushaw got involved after Keith spoke at her high school. She's raised $9,000 by selling t-shirts, bracelets, and stickers, and by marketing to fellow snowboarders through her own Grind Out Hunger webpage, something every hunger fighter gets to track and collect donations.
Yeah, not just selling things, it's more of just branding, like showing, hey, this is what I do, I support Grind Out Hunger. It's like a trend, but one that's not going to fade.
And it was Hushaw who inspired Danny Keith's own son, Zane, to become a hunger fighter. He's raised about $500.
It's kind of mind-boggling that I get to do what I love to do, which is skateboard, and sell skateboard accessories and clothing and all that, and still be giving back at the same time.
As the nonprofit has grown, it's become as much about raising money for the food bank as it has developing these kids into future leaders. Again, Danny Keith.
Our product here is about teaching kids community and teaching kids philanthropy and teaching kids to be advocates. And then the bigger message to this whole model is that they own their community and that they're passionate about it, and they're not going to just turn the blind eye when they see something.
Keith expects with the opening of the new headquarters, Grind Out Hunger will be able to double what it collects for the local food bank, and that the nonprofit will expand well beyond Santa Cruz County.
It's a demographic that almost every nonprofit struggles to get, which is the youth. Like, how do we replace the aging donors that we have? And this is a way to do that.
Food banks across the country have already contacted him about bringing Grind Out Hunger to their communities. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.